You're listening to Off-Road Garage Podcast, and here are Jason and Jim.
Man.
And we're live.
And we're up.
What's up, man?
You know.
I sound low.
I know, you're pretty bassy today.
Turn me up my headsets a little bit there.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, gotcha.
Is that better?
There we go. That feels better.
Okay.
What's the word, man?
Dude, just another day.
Yeah?
It's hot in here.
It's very warm.
We went from, it was like 60 degrees.
It was perfect.
Last week. You were in flannel.
It was perfect.
Now, whew, no, I'm melting.
Yeah, it was like 93 today. Got no AC at the house. I'm just melting. It was brutal, dude. I went out and sat in the Jeep with the AC on just to feel human.
Oh, yeah. Is it still blowing smoke?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh.
I keep telling myself I'm going to look into it, and then I forget.
It's got to be like a, I don't know.
It's starting to smell like coolant, so I'm guessing something to do with the heater
core.
Yeah.
That's got to be something like that.
That's probably my floorboards are always wet over there. It's probably the heater core.
That is a big sign of yes, probably.
But it's been wet since I got it.
And the fact that didn't we refill your radiator not too long ago?
Like a gallon of some coolant.
Yeah. I think we might have narrowed that problem down, my
narrowed
friend.
Narrowed it down. Before we get
there we go.
Too
look at
deep.
That. Problem solving. Go ahead.
We've got an off topic.
Off topic.
Congratulations to a friend of mine.
Okay.
Tim from Jekyll Hyde Clothing. Okay. Wearing today.
Oh, look at you.
It's his 8-year anniversary yesterday.
Oh, fantastic.
You know, I used to work out, you know, back in the day.
You did a thing.
You did. I did the cult thing.
Yeah. We were not allowed to talk about it, but everyone talked about it.
But everybody knew what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of Fight Club.
So I was in the gym when his company started, so it's pretty rad to see him around for 8 years.
Okay.
He makes really comfy shirts, you know, if you lift or if you don't, because I just, you know, it's a size bigger now. But congratulations to Jekyll Hyde for making it 8 years. That's pretty rad.
If you do
lift and you listen, check them out. They make comfy clothes, and they do like a lot of charity work. They donate stuff to like Humane Society for dogs.
Oh,
dogs.
Cool. All right.
He's doing something right now called like the Streetlight Project, where they give toys, like sporting equipment, to underprivileged kids to play
cool.
with. So he's doing like a lot of rad stuff, and I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
So that was my off-topic. He doesn't know anything about off-roading.
Oh, okay.
He had an H3.
So he's not listening right now?
He might. I'm going to tag him so he listens. Like, he had an H3, and I was like, it's pretty rad. And then he hated it. It, like, blew up, so he got rid of it.
Yeah.
He made, like, a Facebook post. What should I get? And I was like, dude.
It's kind of a cool platform.
I was like, dude. She's like, should I get a 4Runner? I was like, yeah, I get a TRD 4Runner. And he's like, oh, why do I need a TRD 4? I'm like, oh, it's lockers and lit. He's like, no, man, I need to get back and forth to the gym. I need to carry some shirts in the back. I was like, oh. And just get, like,
get
any
a, like, a thing. RAV4.
Yeah. But he's a rad dude. His company's rad, so.
Get a Toyota Sequoia.
Yeah. Four-wheel drive minivan. Yeah.
So, well, that's cool.
Saw our boy Angel.
Yeah?
Moving up in the world. Got some.
I know.
Must
I'm
be
pretty
nice.
Jealous. He did a whole, like, thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty jealous of those lights. They look pretty sick.
Pretty rad.
I mean, it was like half the video of him dusting on his garage, but I appreciate that.
Did you see the throwback? We're talking about the ducks on your Jeeps.
Yeah.
And Angel's like, somebody put a sticker on my Jeep and I smacked him. And
yeah.
I was like, did dude break into your garage? That thing ain't moved in a minute.
Oh. Yeah, that's true.
Go check him out anyway, 7th Lot Society. Yeah. Solid dude.
Dude, awesome videos.
Yeah.
I wish I was that technically advanced. We'll get there one day.
But you could weld.
That's true.
He can't weld.
That's what I heard.
So, I mean.
I'm a minor league welder. Yeah. I'm not major league. I don't get paid for it.
No.
No.
Still, you're like double A. I mean, you get called up at any minute. You never know.
They hold.
They held on my tubes.
Yeah, we didn't die.
Right.
So, yeah.
Could be worse.
Yeah, I feel like it's okay.
So,
a little hobby of mine.
What's on the agenda for the evening?
Well, like Angel to get me thinking about lights.
Lights, okay.
Yeah.
It's better than the meteorite I'm thinking about. So
asteroid?
Yeah, I'm like, bring it.
That's in December. We got several more episodes before we have to start talking about the asteroid.
Bring it.
Before we're like, we're celebrating that it missed or we're not.
Or this is, we're reporting from Firebase Off-Road Garage Podcast. Any survivors?
Right. Yeah, before this equipment's used to contact other life forms that may have survived.
I'm in here fused to your concrete in here. Just part of the garage now.
We'll just do a live countdown. To the, wow, this has gone off the rails already.
So you want to talk about lights?
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm down. Let's talk about lights.
What do you got?
I don't know.
What do you run?
The TJ currently has hella rallies on it. The Rally Pros. The big
ones.
Oh,
that's right. We didn't cut those off.
We never cut them off.
Because they're in the center. Makes
right.
it easier.
Yeah. It makes it even out.
Yeah.
And the JK has currently got Rigid on it.
Okay.
So
yeah,
I'd like to streamline to one brand and be done with it. But
I would also like to, I'd like to upgrade to like an actual name brand.
Yeah, because there were some Amnasties, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yep, those came in the Smiling box, and they worked, and they still work ish. A couple of them are a little flickery.
Okay.
But for the couple night rides that they went on, they served their purpose, and they put out enough lumen to make the trail ride somewhat entertaining.
And they do look pretty cool.
They fit, like, kind of where I wanted them.
Right.
The headlights are a new upgrade.
Yeah, I did like that kind of blacked out option you had there.
Yeah, well, because you remember the factory
yeah.
headlights weren't really...
It was pretty bad.
They weren't bright or really attached in any way that made them directional.
Yeah, they bounced around a lot.
Yeah, it had like a couple, like going down the road, looked like I had a couple lazy eyes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, these are a little more directional. It's pointed out a little bit.
See, I mean, like when I got into wheeling, like the first thing I wanted to do.
Isn't that the first thing you do is put lights on it?
The first thing I wanted to do was throw lights on it. Because that was like the most visual thing that I'm super bad.
Absolutely. You know, that's like, what I mean. Well, I think you have to imagine that we came up in kind of the generation of like monster trucks, though.
Right.
When you weren't really off-road unless you had at least four. I'm going to go with at least four. Get away with two sometimes.
Right.
But I mean, Back to the Future had them on the Toyota. If you didn't have at least four smiling yellow plastic covers, you weren't even off-road.
You weren't off-road.
Yeah, you were just a guy who bought big tires.
Yeah, we're talking like, I mean, when I started getting into it, I mean, I've always been like into the smaller trucks, the Jeeps and the Yodas and stuff.
Yeah.
But when I got into wheeling in like 95, mm-hmm. we'll say 94, you know, that's when I started really getting into like, I want a wheel. This is rad.
Yeah.
It was triple tube bars and six KCs pointing forward, three pointing backwards.
Yeah.
On the tubes, and then two on the bumper, and two hanging down below the rear bumper.
The double chrome tube bumper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you're a gangster, you had triple tubes, you know.
It was the same in the truck world.
Yeah.
You know, you had the...
Most often, about the big trucks. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I know the Jeeps had them, too.
Right.
You know, I remember the CJs with the big chrome bar bumpers. Yeah. It, like, matched the trucks that had the triple chrome style bars.
I had a triple bumper, like, the tubes.
I know. I seen the picture.
Yeah,
it was pretty rad. I liked it.
Didn't hold up for nothing. I smacked the car with it, and it just folded.
Yeah, no, they were just for looks.
Yeah.
You know, whatever you managed to buy at the P-Boys.
Right, yeah. But, like, so, yeah, for me, it was always about having the big yellow smileys. And that's how I was known, like, in high school, was I'd be the guy that would pull into school at 6 in the morning in the dark, whatever it was, with they were glowing. I'd turn them on so the lights would glow.
Nice. So not long enough to melt the covers, just long enough to light
people
them up.
Know. Yeah.
So you know, you're here.
Yeah. And then I had four of those on the TJ.
Okay.
I had four front-facing 100-watt daylighters.
Yeah.
Two front-facing fogs that were like Jeep fogs, and then two front-facing headlights.
Right.
And then I had, at some point I got slim lines, and then I got the wife slim lines as well. So she had two slim lines up on the windshield frame of her TJ. And then I was looking for something smaller.
Think about it. I've put off-road lights, quote-unquote, on, like, a lot of things.
Well, they're on your tractor right now, aren't they?
Well, yeah, I put utility lights on that so I can see at night. Yeah, space, yeah, everything.
You should put Pro 6 on the roll bar.
Remember my Banshee had Pias on
it?
Yeah. 6-inch
Pia. Yeah.
Those were nice.
Nice to see at night when you're doing 40 through the woods, right?
Yeah, on a slow day.
Right. So, but, I mean, I think it's still kind of a thing, though, where, like, the lights are one of the first things people get because it's the most noticeable, like, I'm badass, right?
Yeah, and everyone gives everyone crap for running the LED lights, like, right away. But, man, it's, like, the first usable, least expensive, least experience required, although you should definitely research the correct way
right.
to install. You know, it's kind of hard out of the box to go and get the $1,000 lift kit right away and the $2,000 set of tires and wheels.
Right.
You know, but first thing you see in that catalog or in the smile, you know, first thing to come in the smiley box is the 1999, you know, LED lights.
40-inch bar, right? Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it gives people something to look at, something cool. And
yeah. It's fun to pick on them a little bit, especially when they're dumbasses and drive down the road with them
all day
every day. Look at me,
right?
And I'm not going to knock it officially, but like the color change rainbow light, like ones for the mall parking lot.
Right.
I guess they have a purpose.
You're not going to knock it officially, but you're going to still call them out.
I'm not a fan.
Right.
I think it's hilarious when I see the guy with like the color changing headlights and they're flickering all the colors. Yeah. Like, I don't know if it's on purpose or not going down the road. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't think that red and blue combo is going to work out for you.
It's not
but
a great
sure.
idea for you. Yeah.
Hey, well
Be
played.
Careful with that, friend.
Well played.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I think, like you said, research is going to be key because I know there's some issues with, like, the higher output LEDs mm-hmm. and the CAN bus system and, like, the JKs when
yeah.
it makes it flicker.
Yep.
And there's, like, you got to put the anti-flicker dealies in it.
Yeah, I've heard about all that.
So it's something to consider, something to look into. I don't think the halogen lights have the same problem.
No, because they're such a draw. But that was a problem with the halogens. Right. They're just such a draw, and you don't get near...
Especially when you're running six of them or whatever.
Yeah, remember when everyone was running those HID headlights?
Yep.
It was like the little mini lightning bolt. And you're, oh.
And that's all you would see is that buzz.
So bright.
But you had to have that rectifier.
So many things.
Because yeah. the Hellas
to
I have.
To have the brightest light ever.
The Hellas I have had a like HID cousin. Like the same body with like the HID mount
yes.
on the back of it.
Yeah.
And like they're supposed to be like flamethrowers.
Yeah.
But they were like $700 a piece 10 years ago.
Yeah, and you'd get a tan
right
in front of them.
And I was like, well, that's pretty rad.
I mean, I'm really glad the LEDs came out and that they're so much better. So not as much power draw, like almost no power draw in some
brighter,
ways.
Lighter. I mean, everything.
Yeah, absolutely. The only downside, which we've seen on our buddy from New Holland Overland, is when he showed up in the snowstorm and his headlights were frozen over.
Didn't happen with my KCs, when I had my halogen KCs.
No, because it was 70 degrees in front of them.
At least.
At least yeah. you're getting tan. At least you'd cook food on the thing sometimes.
Yeah, because he had it out there with all his BAH design stuff.
Yeah.
And it's all rad stuff, but iced over. He told me he had to stop twice on the way out here to clean them off.
Yeah.
Because they were icing over.
Not the worst thing, but in a snowstorm, that's not where I want to be stopping.
Oh, the snowstorm in Michigan in the winter in the dark. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
He also had the yellow lenses.
Which is crucial.
Which I was never... I was kind of iffy about. Like, I knew there was a purpose, but I was kind of like... You know, until I seen him, I was like, all right, that's pretty sweet.
Right, and I think you need like either the covers you can flip on and off, or... A couple designated whites and a couple designated yellow.
Yeah, and I liked that he had that.
Right.
That mix. I think that looked really sharp.
Also, New Holland's got the mix.
Mm-hmm.
Kate the Jeep's got the mix.
Yes.
Because he's got the Pro 6 BAH with...
And he's got a couple lenses on there.
Four of the eight are yellow and four of the eight are white.
It seems like that's all you need.
Yeah.
You know, just a little bit to knock it down.
Well, and I don't know how he has it wired. He could have it wired independently, too.
Sure.
Turn on either of the four.
Yeah. God, there's so much cool stuff coming out. And that's what I guess, I was just thinking about.
Right.
Like, the evolution of it all.
Oh, probably because you've been watching the feed, and Casey's been teasing with that triangle-shaped light they've got now.
I know. I saw that. I was like, you know what I was looking at? I was like, oh, I know what I'd love to replace
right.
with on that.
And then Angel's got the, what, C6s from BAH.
Which looks awesome, right? too.
They're as big as his nugget. They're huge.
Yeah.
So they got to be flamethrowers. I mean, they've got to be.
Oh, yeah.
And... West Michigan Jeeper and New Holland Overland all run BAH designs.
Yep.
And, like, the Squadron, which is, like, their cube light, that 4-inch, like you have over there, will fit, like, in a KTM bezel, like, for a dirt bike.
Yeah, I know. So you were all over that. Well, yeah.
I've got a Jeep and a KTM. Let's light this thing up, you know?
Yeah. So I'll have to get there one day.
And I followed them since back in the day when they made, there used to be a thing in Dirt Bike Magazine called, like, 24-Hour Enduro.
Okay.
And they would get all the new bikes... And like 96, like all the hottest bikes, 96, and they go run them.
All the hottest bikes in 96.
Right.
You're really dating yourself.
But they had like the 8-inch dinner plate BAH design with the big metal ring around it.
Okay.
And that's what they had as a headlight because they were running all night in the desert.
Yeah.
And so that, I remember like growing up, I'm like, that's like what the hardcore guys are on. And it had the big rectifier, like it was like a pack of smokes with that big under the seat. And I was like, wow, man, that's so cool because my first bike was a dual sport bike with like a 7-watt light bulb on it. I couldn't see the front fender, much less a tree.
They get brighter with the RPMs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then my next bike was a 2-stroke motocross bike with the lights at all.
Okay.
So I'm like, man, if I had one of those big old, Baja Designs 8-inch lights, I'd be a Destry Abbott. I'd be a desert racer.
Man, I remember seeing one of those desert racer bikes. Yeah. And I was like in a magazine somewhere, and I was like, man, that's the coolest thing. It had all the lights on it. And
yeah, the two side-by-sides. Extended
tanks and now all the gear. I'm like, dang.
Now they're smaller than a can of Coke.
Right.
And they're brighter, and they're lighter, and they're more rugged.
Yeah.
You know, and you're seeing all the innovation. Like, KC's got the amber bars now.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the chase bar, which I have to have for some reason. I don't know why I need a chase bar.
I've always wanted a chase bar. I don't know why.
So I tried justifying it to myself. Here's what I did.
Okay.
For safety.
That's a good plan.
Because we were coming home from Silver Lake one night.
Sit down, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hear this. Yeah,
we were coming home from Silver Lake, and it was, like, apocalyptic rain.
Okay.
Like, the sky was blowing over the dunes, and we could see it coming. So we got gas. We're getting the hell out of mirrors. Hit the freeway, and it went like nighttime black at like 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And then here comes the rain. I couldn't see the truck in front of me. He had his lights on. I couldn't see him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, if I had a chase bar, it'd be out back doing
right.
And they would know where I was at.
Yeah. They're like, oh, that's either a Jeep with a chase bar in front of me or a county plow truck.
Or possibly UFO.
Or could be a UFO. I mean,
it's 2020, baby. UFOs are here.
Yeah, it's true. They admitted that.
Yeah.
That's insane.
And then it got just glossed over because the world's going to hell. So
what happened this year? That's everything. That's another episode.
You know what happened is that we didn't put on enough episodes.
I guess. That's
probably our fault.
I guess. Something. Man. I don't know. Fell off the rails.
But. Right. So, yeah, I mean, back to lights. Like, it's hard.
Yeah, stick to that.
It's hard to really decide, you know, if you want throw or spill, you know, depth of the light so you don't overdrive it, or do you want width of the beam pattern so you keep the shoulders covered?
Who's the one who's got the speed adjusted one? I saw. I don't want to mess it up.
What?
There's a company that has like the GPS.
Was it Baja or was it KC?
I don't think it was KC. It might have been Baja.
Because one of them had like GPS corner.
Is there anyone else? Am I missing?
I mean, probably.
Probably. But anyway, I remember. I just remember, and he was telling me that it's like GPS, and the faster you go, the tighter the light pattern comes together.
Okay.
So I don't know. Google that real quick.
I'm googling it right now. You know I do that.
I know you always do that. You're like really.
I like to know things.
Well, we like to put out accurate information. And if someone right now is like, "How do I get this light that they speak of?" I want to send them in the right direction. I don't want to cheat anyone. Did you find it?
Rolling the dice. You have terrible service in your garage.
Well, yeah. And I apologize for anyone who hears the slight buzzing in the background. That's a fan on a distance going because, like I said, it's
oh, we
like
were wrong 100 degrees. On both accounts, at least for this one.
Okay.
Rigid.
That's, you know what? I told you there was like a third company.
The Rigid Adapt.
Sounds amazing.
I mean, I just want to be a guy that just names stuff.
Like the name guy?
Yeah. Like, you give me this new thing, and like, yeah, this is definitely the Dragon Fire. Like, you know, I don't know what it is.
I feel like it'd be, you think there was like one guy in those companies that names it? Or do you think they go to like a group?
Dude, if it's business, it's a meeting.
And they just sit around?
They have like a meeting, they schedule a meeting, then they go to the meeting and they're like, we're going to try to name this new thing. What do you want to call it?
Yeah, I think I can come up with that stuff too. I mean, I come up with all our memes.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, the Adapt looks pretty rad.
Yeah.
Now I got to figure out, though, if I run like a Rigid light bar and like KC pods when my truck catch on fire.
I think the asteroid hits you.
Or is that like wearing Nike shoes with Adidas socks?
Someone did that, and that's how 2020 started.
That's where the Rona came from.
Someone ordered some Pro 6 and some Bajas and some Rigids and asteroid.
Speaking of all
you
that,
you can't like, put it's you know like one of those superhero movies. You can't put all three rings together; it just creates some kind of calamity.
Remember when you used to go to like TSC, like Tractor Supply or Farm and Fleet, and buy like the knockoff KCs to put on stuff?
I think they still have those.
Yeah,
I did put those on a pair of things, and let me tell you why you should spend money on the actual things, because it didn't take probably more than 6 months for the water to completely fill the light.
Okay.
And then the chrome-ish plating for the reflector in the back turns to orange.
Okay.
And then you have a completely orange liquid-filled light, which doesn't work, by the way. Once it reaches more than half full at the bulb, it doesn't work anymore.
I was like, cool, you got amber. Nice.
Yeah, that's not how you get an amber light. Doesn't work that way. If you drain the water out, sometimes the bulb comes and works again.
Okay.
But generally not.
So it can get in, but it can't get back out.
So, yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's super sealed.
Yeah.
It's sealed at the bottom, not so much at the top. So, yeah. So it is worth spending the money, I think, in getting an actual name brand that we have mentioned.
It's like anything, though. Like, if you want to be into it, you want to look like you are. I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And there's guys that.
Well, it depends on your budget.
Right.
I went cheap. And I'm not super mad at it because my thought was if I smash the $20 light on a tree because of its location,
right?
I'm not super upset.
And you used to have the one up on the roof too, right?
Yeah. Which got kind of ripped off.
By a tree.
Yeah, by a tree branch.
I think I was there.
Yeah.
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 I think I recall that.
Well, it ripped it loose at one point. So then I just took the bar off because I was like, it's going to rip. And then it had like the devil horns for a while. Right. Well, for about a day, and then we went through the woods and ripped them both off within 50 feet of each other.
Yeah,
yeah.
Easy to recover them though.
Yeah, because they're black and it was white snow.
Yeah,
so it was easy enough to
figure out where
they made the perfect imprint when it fell on the ground. They're still bouncing around in the back somewhere. I think
it's like anything. I mean, find what you want, research what you like.
Yeah, I think so.
We're not sponsored by anybody, so we can say all three of the brands we want to say and.
You know, sponsors could be you,
right? Apply within.
Not really,
but like,
I'd love for you to sponsor us.
I dig the KC Pro Sixes. I think they're probably one of the raddest looking light bars on the market.
I like them.
I've always liked the Rigid stuff because it's like compact.
Yeah,
like my 12-inch Rigid bar fits on my winch fairly.
I like how they all at least. It's what's nice is they all have kind of their unique little style, their own little unique flair and something about it.
It's not like back in the day when. I guess I can say it. You had KC making 6-inch rounds and Pro Comp making 6-inch rounds.
Right.
And they would look like 6-inch rounds.
Yeah. And I think, I'm not going to say, some other company, another lift company somewhere.
Warren made some.
Yeah. For a while. I think everyone had, like I said, and you
Dick
ended
C-Pack.
Up, you ended up, yes, there you go. You ended up getting them at the, you know, the auto, at the zone or, you know, wherever
you get your
car parts. And that's.
But now I'm starting to see that dudes are like rabid. Like, I'm a KC guy. I'm a Baja Designs guy.
That's what I mean. You can't combine three rings, dude.
No?
No. Damn. I think they work in reverse, and you get darkness. It sucks the lumen out of each other.
Right, darkness. That'd be great. So, yeah, I mean, I don't really have a preference. Like, I don't really say that this is my favorite.
No, I would like to combine them all at certain points for certain different aspects.
Right.
I like, you know, KC for certain aspects and some of their lights.
Because the Pro 6 is sexy.
The Pro 6 is definitely sexy. Some of their new lights are coming out with some of the pods and things like that look amazing. Baja Designs has some really sexy looking lights.
Right.
And Rigid has some, obviously, some really good looking lights. So,
and like you said, some of the stuff's cool, like
and
the
I'm
technology.
Sure we're probably missing a few. And there's... And there are some off brands that are kind of catching up, and they're not bad.
Right.
And you know, and it does depend to me. Honestly, it does depend on your price point a little bit.
Right, it does. I mean, there's a local guy.
Yeah.
That's putting out some pretty rad stuff.
Yeah.
He's a little smaller guy, Rock Rash, right?
Yeah.
He makes some pretty rad little lights. He's a local dude. He's catching up, trying to figure out the game.
Yeah.
He was just down at was it not Cumberland? Something Kentucky Jeep Invasion.
Smoky Mountain. I almost said Rocky Mountain, but Smoky Mountain Jeep Invasion.
I mean, so it's all about what you want to spend, and he's got a lot of different, like,
you know, he's got some headlight options, some auxiliary light options.
Yeah,
they're not bad. Like I said, it depends on, you know, I'm not knocking you. You know, I don't a $2,000 light bar isn't for everybody,
right?
You know, like I said, when it comes down, and then it goes back to like we originally said, it's like, where's the priority then?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Where's your priority? What are your needs? Like
exactly.
You said, like, I mean, and we're not knocking it, but my Rigid on my JK probably cost more than all light bars on your Jeep.
Oh, yeah.
What was the purpose? You did, like, one night run, and you're good, right? I mean, you haven't really been out much.
I mean, I got rock lights. I got three in the front, four, two in the back. Yeah, I'm fully lit for probably $150.
Yeah, and I think I'm $250, $300 into my Rigid.
That points forward.
Yeah. It's bright as hell.
Absolutely. Way brighter than mine.
Yeah. And for me, like when I'm doing like overland-ish stuff by myself in the woods, it's great to be able to have the distance.
Yeah.
But it'd have been nice to say, well, I got some ditch lights too, or some, you know, and having
right
options.
Yeah.
So I used to love having the ditch lights on my TJ where I can point those at like a 30 out into the sides and have two lights in the front, have like 180 or 165 coverage of right light.
Yeah. And, you know, there's nothing to say that to start off with a cheap light, right, you can't upgrade it later.
And just figure out what you
just
like.
Just gets you started. Exactly. And it's also, yeah, because I imagine it would be kind of frustrating to drop some serious coin and be like, oh, I wish I would have got, you know, the fog or the...
The dual, the multi-ing,
you know.
Because mine's the dual.
Play around so with
got,
it.
It's got like 12 across, 12 lights across, LEDs.
Yeah.
And the two on the outside are both floods. And then the other ones, the other, whatever, eight are
yeah
spot. So it's kind of rad.
Yeah.
You know, no, not to mention, I've heard guys say they bought light bars that whistle.
I've heard that too.
So I can imagine dropping, like you said, $2,000 on a quality 50-inch bar. And having it hum or whistle and just be annoyed and disgusted with it.
Yes.
Versus you're out $50 on what you paid for.
Yeah, you could take it off and
all right
sell it to the kid down the road.
Who doesn't care about whistling?
For $40.
Right.
You're good.
All right.
But he's, you know, yeah, he's going to have to work a little longer at the Stop and Rob to
make up Taco
enough
Bell
money to right pay off, you know, yeah. So, but, you know, it goes back. Honestly, my back bumper, I wish I would have angled those out more.
Like outboard?
Yeah.
Okay.
I kept them a little too centered in the middle.
Right.
Great if I was standing,
if
I was looking out
up
my back window yeah to back up. But, yeah, doesn't really throw the light where I want it.
Right.
So, yeah, in hindsight. But, well, again, I only spent like $20 for those lights, so I'm not
right
super upset about it.
And since we're kind of going down like the lighting hole,
mm-hmm,
like, some of the rad stuff dudes are doing with lights. Like,
what you mean?
Like the FJ guy, right? That FJ, Chris?
Yeah.
He made that special mount for the KC discs, I don't know what they call it, little circle disc lights.
Yeah, what are those called? I forget. They are pretty cool. Yeah, he made some custom.
And he had like special super bright brake lights and super bright reverse lights attached to something that he made out of a 3D printer.
Yeah.
Ken's got like KC's like rock lights in the bed of the Gladiator.
Yeah.
So there's other stuff you can do like if you're creative.
Yeah,
you
I know forget what they call them. Yeah, they're just like the little LED. They're for rock lights. Or
yeah.
I think they do
under the hood.
Yeah.
Domes.
Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty good option.
And so much of it's like, you know, back when we started wheeling, it was like you get whatever came with the truck, and then you buy four forward-facing
daylighters. I remember seeing the first, like, rock lights,
right,
and they were legit.
Yeah, they
like,
were utility lights.
Yeah, yeah, they were the rubber-mounted
yeah
tractor lights.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, man, that's pretty cool. It's a good idea.
Right.
Well, those probably come in handy.
And now they're like, oh, it's a whole niche market now.
Yeah. Now I can turn my cheap LED ones on and leave them on for a couple hours and
right
not even drain the battery at all.
Right. Have like a little walk around. Well, I remember at the man camp up north, Sean uses like mood lighting. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
Turned
well,
them
they
on.
Work out, they work great for working on it. Or
right.
Yeah.
Maybe just like you said, hanging around camp and you turn them on so you can see.
Mm-hmm. Just a little ambiance.
Ooh, ambiance.
Fancy word.
Fancy word. I can't spell it, but I know what it means.
Yeah. No, we're not having a spelling contest
no
anytime soon.
No, we are not. I've had to check your memes. I know better.
I don't know that your Instagram posts are any better, buddy.
It depends
slip
on when I make
up
it.
Slip up every now and then.
Depends on when I make it.
Yeah.
If I just got off work and I'm trying to go to sleep, they're bad.
They're a little drowsy.
And
I get it.
Sometimes
I get it.
The autocorrect get me. Because today I meant to tag locker and it says liquor.
I know, I saw that.
And I was like, well, I guess it's going to stay that way because it's already been posted.
Anyone who hashtag liquor today.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And not the beverage.
Yep, you're welcome.
Oh, well.
That's a weird.
What we got?
I'm not even going to say it on the air. It's
oh
just a weird Instagram thing that just came through. And
oh, I love the random notifications
yeah
about things.
Bing, like, bing. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so I don't know. That pretty much wraps it up.
I mean, that's about it for lights.
Yeah,
I think.
So don't knock anyone really with lights. Unless they're on during the day.
All right, knock those guys.
Yeah, then I'm staring with hatred eyes at you.
Daggers.
As you're making it crappy for the rest of us.
So I guess since we're going to wrap it up,
mm-hmm,
little like teaser, we've still got the medic guy.
Yeah, we're working on that.
We've got two of those guys online now.
Right. We're just putting those details together because we want to make sure we have the proper information.
Oh, for that, it's got to be a solid one, not just like a from the hip.
You mean like we normally do?
Yeah, and
like
I got a, you know, both guys that we've talked to are pretty solid in the industry. One's very well known.
Yeah.
We'd like to get a special lady guest on if she ever passes back through.
We have a couple.
Yeah, couple.
Yeah.
And so one I promised, that. We actually promised both of them they'd be on last year.
I know.
And then we dropped the ball, so hopefully we can get both of them on.
Well, one of them was a phone issue, and we got that worked out.
Did it?
Yeah. We tried to work out a phone thing, and the phone interviews last year weren't really all that solid.
But now we got that hot button thing over there.
It works great.
Works great.
We got it all figured out now.
And then somebody requested like a food episode, like what we do on the trail.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to do that.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking maybe just go right to YouTube and do like a quick YouTube video of like this is how we eat on the trail.
Yeah.
Maybe not make it an episode. Like maybe make it like here's a couple ideas what we make on the trail. Or I might try to reach out to like Marco, Frank's buddy Marco.
Dang.
And see if he'd be down to like give us one of his, you know, fish taco recipes or something.
Oh.
Just to see. You know, I don't want to steal anything, but if he'd be down to talk about his book maybe. She published like an Overland Chef book.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a bunch of rad people in the industry that we didn't know about.
Yeah. All across the industry. The industry's really expanded.
And it's really a lot of rad people.
Yeah. Really, really expanded.
Yeah.
From, yeah, all walks
from yeah. Mud.
Yeah.
Oh, we got invited to a mud bog, too.
What?
I've never been to one of those. Sometime Halloween-y time.
Where?
Someplace west of me.
Let's go.
So it's
I'm in. I've been to one time. Awesome.
There's apparently a group of guys called the Independent Bloggers.
I like it.
They're local dudes. They're trying to put on an event to thank law enforcement and firefighters for everything they do.
Okay.
And they want to have like all the beater trucks come in like from the east side of the field and all the PD come in from the west side of the field and then like meet and like parade down the alley. Like, they got this whole big thing made up, and it's not looking to be pretty rad. They
and they're like, hey, come on out.
Yeah, my neighbor flagged me down. He's like, hey, you mudbogged that thing? I'm like, no.
Not on purpose.
Like, I'll go in mud if I have to. But he's like, well, you got big tires? I'm like, yeah, for rocks and snow and stuff. Like, so he invited me to it and says, you know, it's a great time.
I've been to one. It was kind of like a backyard mud event.
That's what this sounds like it is.
Yeah.
But, it's hey, awesome. You know, content.
Yeah.
Go out there, I guess, maybe see what the old...
We could dabble in the mud bog.
See what the old JK will do, I guess.
Yeah. We should go.
Figure out what that heck that rattle is. Maybe it'll break itself loose.
I don't know that you should take the Jeep in the mud.
Eh. See, the problem is if I drive it there,
yeah,
I'm going to get the itch.
Oh, God.
So we might have to either drive
separate.
Drive your truck.
With a trailer.
Just take your truck, and I'll drive in that with you. Or go get me like a rental like Subi or something.
That's also a bad idea.
Why?
Because we're going to spend so much money at the quarter car wash getting it clean.
The Subi rental? Make it just off the curb and yeah. It's just stuck.
As you're washing it off and I'm trying to get it to run right-ish again so we can drop it off.
Right. So, yeah, that's kind of what I got, you know, planning out and doing a little bit of maybe slight overlanding with the wife and the September.
Okay.
We might try to do something in October. We don't know what we can do because nothing's really open. And my place of work has
the stuff that's open is kind of crowded with people.
Right, and my place of work has a no public transportation travel ban still. So if I find out I was in a plane or train or a boat, I can get in trouble.
Ugh.
So we're kind of limited what we can do.
Yeah.
So, that ain't right. No, it is what it is. I get it.
Gotta do what you gotta do. New world order.
Yeah, so hopefully get some more content. I know we're talking about the snow event again with Ken.
Snow or fall. A fall, maybe a snow, maybe both.
Fall is upon us.
We should probably do something.
I've heard zero plans for fall.
Yeah, I know.
And it is upon us.
It is coming quick. Not really. I don't really. It's like mid-fall, early fall. I don't know what you call it.
It's summer still, but it's like it's right here. And before you know it, we'll be talking about Christmas.
Yeah, I know.
And then we'll be hopefully going to Moab. So
we got to make that happen.
I haven't got a campsite yet.
We should probably make that happen. Or we're going to be sleeping in the desert randomly.
Yeah.
Which could be fun, too.
Whatever. Might be rad. Good stories. Hear the coyotes in the distance.
Can you just claim part of the desert as your own for that
just
time?
Just stake it out. Start
stake it out.
Digging for gold.
The off-road garage right. Official campground.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
And see who comes.
Start doing karaoke out there.
Yeah.
Blame it all on my roots.
Don't stop. Don't
I
do
showed
that.
Up in boots and ruined your Jeep guy affair.
Yeah, that'll ruin it, all right. Oh, okay.
Well, if you made it this far, I guess I'm sorry for that.
Yeah, you deserve that if you've made it this far. And we appreciate you. Make sure you send us a comment on how you appreciate that.
We sell shirts
that.
Now.
Yeah, buy a shirt.
And go to YouTube.
And go to YouTube. Check us out there. Well, this one's short enough, so it'll be on Instagram, Facebook, and all that.
Like, comment, share. Give us any ideas you want to hear about. We'll address them.
Right. If you want to be involved in the show or something, let us know. If you're someone that we talked about.
If you're rad and you want to talk, let us know.
You have a product or something you want us to discuss,
or
talk about with you?
Or a rad story.
Yeah. Or you had a rad story, send it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're in mud bogging and you had a rad story, send it. Rock crawling.
You see me
overland.
See me in town, flag me down, talk to me about off-roading.
Yeah.
My neighbor did.
That's how it works.
You want to go mud bogging? Sure.
Actually, you know, it's a funny story. I had the Jeep at work the other day, and I seen some dude drive by in a pretty nice XJ.
Okay.
Super clean.
Okay.
Well built. You know, like 35s, 33s maybe. Nice wheels. You know, bumpers all around. No rust.
Like, for an XJ, right?
All
right. Pretty impressive.
He gets out and, like, just eye bangs the hell out of my Jeep.
Okay.
For, like, a half hour.
Wasn't it parked, like in the back area?
No, it was parked in the front.
Okay.
Like, you can't miss it if you drive by. Anyone who knows, like, anything, they usually honk, stop, look.
Okay,
you know?
I thought you parked behind the building, so I was like,
I probably should, but I don't. Yeah, so he got out, and you could just see him scratching his head. He was looking like an older gentleman, you know, kind of a white beard, you know, kind of.
Like, why would one do this to a beautiful trail Luno?
Right. He was like looking under it, and then he's like walking around, he's like looking at the wheels, and I think he was like counting the lug nuts, and he was really confused. Like, oh man, how did he get the 8-lug axle option?
It's an extra upgrade right there, son. You're going to see this poor guy like coming back by, like stalking the shop now.
He's driven by a few times now, but I haven't been out. I've just, you know, like I said, I looked through the window, and a couple coworkers are like, you can go talk to him. I'm like, I probably should. But
just so he knows he's occupied.
I'm technically at work, and I don't want to get tied up in like a, you know, it's not going to be a 2-minute conversation.
Next thing the boss will see you, like, what are you doing outside?
Yeah.
You don't
Who's
smoke?
That guy? Yeah. What are you doing talking to him for the past 45 minutes?
Stranger danger.
So, right?
Jay got stolen.
Yeah. So. Of course, I walk over, he's like, you want me to go out there and try and sell it for you? I'm like, sure.
So creepy.
Always for sale.
Creepy note. You know, I'm looking to get my rockers fixed for a little bit of rust.
Yeah.
I was driving down Grand River Day in town. I was like, there's a bad FJ right there on like 35s. He's always at this shop, his body shop. So I wheeled in there with no intention of talking to anybody. I just wanted to go check out the FJ.
Yeah.
But to not be the guy you're talking about, I went in. I'm like, hey, you guys don't fix rust, do you? Because I got some rust on the Jeep on like that. She's like, no. I was like, okay. Thank you.
It looked
like the left J though had a rooftop tent on it and
really?
Like 35s, yeah.
I think I know what you're talking about. It's like tan. I think I've seen it. Yeah. I think I've seen it. Yeah. Is there another one running around? They stand out.
Yeah, because
they definitely stand out.
They're kind of odd. They're kind of like not
it's
very
like
common.
A turtle or something. Yeah. I don't know. It just stands out. Yeah, just like kind of coming along.
A rabbit hole.
Right. Anyway, you made it this long. We appreciate
you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I think. Yeah, and we are out.